Well, we haven't heard much about Cory Booker since the former Newark mayor won a special election against Republican candidate Steve Lonergan, winning a seat in the U.S. Senate. During his time as mayor, Booker had a knack for making national headlines, whether through securing a $100 million grant from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg to remake Newark's public schools, or helping stranded citizens shovel their car out of the snow. But with all seemingly quiet on the Booker front, we thought we'd check in with New Jersey's junior senator. Senator Booker, welcome back to WNYC.
It's great to be on. Thanks for having me.
You know, you're looking at your first full year in the Senate ahead. What are some of the issues you'll be fighting to draw attention for?
Well, obviously, there's a lot going on in New Jersey with our recovery from Sandy and a lot of the challenges cities are facing. So I've been working hard down here to continue tranches of funding for our state, working on lots of cities that are still struggling with those expenses. So whether it's securing a safer grant, working with Senator Menendez for Atlantic City, or whether it's working with mayor, which is something I know very well, to find creative public-private partnerships to address issues for their residents. Having been a mayor myself, it gives me an understanding of the practical challenges they're facing in serving people. So I'm crisscrossing the state dealing with issues. And then obviously there's a bigger issue. Our economy is still recovering. And with that comes a lot of challenges. Just last week, I went all over New Jersey from north to south, all of our six major regions, meeting with people in the suburbs, in the urban areas, even in the rural areas, to talk about the extension of unemployment insurance and how important of a challenge that is, not only for New Jersey, but frankly, over a million Americans back in December lost their unemployment insurance, and tens of thousands every single week are.
Right.
So these are a lot of important fights, and, you know, down here in the Senate, I'm only not even yet finished three full months. So I'm pushing on all those fronts, and as well as learning this institution as best I can from the rules of procedure to who my colleagues are on both sides of the
right.
aisle, so we can start building bridges to get things done.
So I have to ask you about what's surely the biggest ongoing political story in New Jersey right now. When the emails linking Christie administration officials to the George Washington Bridge lane closures first emerged, you called the allegations, quote, deeply troubling. Since then, new allegations have emerged that the Christie administration tied Hoboken's Sandy relief funds to the approval of a development project. As the former mayor of New Jersey's largest city who frequently worked with the governor's office, do you find Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer's allegations believable?
Let's just understand that this, from the Hoboken allegations to the bridge shutdown, these are very, very serious things. They can not only arise to criminal charges, but they also arise and be, they could have been very dangerous for people's lives. And so, you know, we've got to take this seriously, and there's got to be an investigation. And something I learned as mayor from my earliest days, it's very important to get to the facts of what happened. What you believe or not, you know, is not as important. You got to get the facts first and then make your determination. So there's some very good investigations going on at multiple layers of government. I was happy to hear the Christie administration say we're opening ourselves up. Let's get to the facts. Let's get to the bottom of it. And there's a very appropriately aggressive investigation going on by some great leaders in the state legislature that give me a lot of confidence. That said, on the federal level, we're watching this very closely. We did one inquiry from the Commerce Committee that I'm sitting on to make sure we get down to the bottom of this. And then when all the dust settles, I think all of us have to take a fair reexamination of the Port Authority itself. As mayor, I had a lot of challenges with that institution and have a lot of questions with their governance and how they run themselves that might open themselves up for this kind of unacceptable actions as well.
Jersey City Mayor Steve Phillip has said the governor's office maintains a naughty and nice list, and that he's at the top of the bad list because of his refusal to march lockstep with Christie's agenda. You, on the other hand, had a very productive working relationship with Governor Christie. Is it safe to say you were near the top of his nice list?
You know, look, I don't play that way. I was the mayor of the state of New Jersey, the biggest, mayor of the city of Newark, the biggest city in the state, and I just had to get things done. There were a lot of urgencies, and so I worked well with the governor, and as a result, Newark it's going through its biggest economic development boom since the 1950s. I like to think that's because we brought good ideas to the table, and I crisscrossed the country chasing down businesses from Panasonic to Whole Foods to come to Newark. So, look, at the end of the day, we've got to get back to the facts. And if there is any kind of violations of the rules, of the regulations on Sandy money, on the use of executive power, they should be treated accordingly. And I think it's good that more and more people come forward and tell the truth that they know and that it's investigated thoroughly, whether it's from the U.S. Attorney, the state legislature, or the Senate's Commerce Committee.
All right. One more quick question on this before we get to other stuff. How do you think the Bridgegate and Hoboken scandals might affect Chris Christie's political career, both at home and nationally?
You know, that's speculation that I think I'll leave that to a lot of the pundits that are out there. The reality is I talked to the governor recently. He's just focusing now on the job that he was elected to do, and I was actually happy to hear that. And when we talked, we just got to business, and there were a lot of things that the United States senators and the governor need to work on together. So I don't know what's going to happen with his future political career, but I do know this, as I talk to people all around the state of New Jersey, the scandal, they want the truth out there. We're New Jersey, we want the facts. But at the same time, we also want our government officials to do their job. And when the governor and I talked, we didn't talk about the scandal, we talked about the earnestness with which we have to address a lot of very serious issues, because while all this is going on, there are unemployed New Jerseyans. While all this is going on, there have been people that have been knocked off unemployment insurance who are living in areas where they can't make their mortgage payments, they can't pay for medication, they're having trouble keeping up with college payments.
Right, right.
And so this necessitates us focusing on getting the facts out there for an investigation. But dear God, we got to get our leaders aggressively working on the issues of creating jobs, getting our economy going, dealing with Sandy recovery, and all the other things that should compel us every day to give our heart and our toil to the challenges of New Jersey.
And getting back to Washington, you're set to give the first floor speech of your Senate career next week. I'm assuming you're going to be talking about a lot of the issues that you talked about at the top of our interview, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm probably going to be a little, I don't know if it's untraditional or not, but it's not going to be a sort of broad speech. It's going to focus narrowly on one thing, that for 50 years in the United States of America, when our economy was at this level of unemployment, and especially this level of long-term unemployment, Congress after Congress, president after president, have renewed unemployment insurance. Bush did it 5 times. Ronald Reagan did it for almost a span of 3 years. We're a nation that has always, Republicans and Democrats, taking care of our own. And people who paid into unemployment insurance, people in New Jersey have done it for 23 years, and now suddenly they need it, and we're changing the rules, we're changing tradition, and we're flying in the face of what America, in my opinion, was founded for, what it says in the preamble of our Constitution, that we come together for the common welfare. So that's what I'm going to talk about. It's really unacceptable to me that there's so many Americans in New Jersey and it's unnecessarily hurting right now.
And Senator, very briefly before we go, very briefly, where are you going to be watching the Super Bowl on Sunday?
You know, I'm probably going to be at a friend's house. I won't be at the stadium, I may even stop by a few of my friends' houses. A lot of folks I know are having parties. It's going to be a great time in New Jersey, and I like saying that because I want to remind people that the game is actually in New Jersey.
Right.
But it's going to be
Broncos
to be
or Seahawks.
I'm a Manning fan, and so I got a sibling loyalty, Giants loyalty. I got to go with Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos.
All right, thanks so much, Senator.
Thank you. All the best.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. This is WNYC.